won't start. Yeah. Niggas take
like
something.
Some Sade. Oh,
yeah. It's groovy as hell.
Yeah, ho, it is.
Nah, it's my boy Cartel Kush. City, Texas Street made me. I've been a player since a baby. Gotta pull me a yellow bone lady. Fuck a good, make some pretty yellow babies. A Southside nigga, bro, most city crazy. I never fuck with hoe ass niggas, they be shady.
Never.
Had to get the weak niggas from around me. Run my fade, bitch nigga, you can find
you
me.
Can
on the IG, yeah, I be fly high. Morning hustle show, yeah, I'm a fly guy.
A fly
one
guy.
With the hair better not ever dare. Did my cockhead, bitch, I'm is over there.
Wait.
I mean, I stutter with my grill in, bitch, I'm back at home
really?
Now. I mean the swag back home from where it come fry. I mean I'm coming your shit, I make your cone fry. Like Dr. X, I mean that cone fry. Professor X Red though. Malcolm X said bro, back when he was running the streets, they call him Red bro. Zoot suited, I'm loose booted and roof sapper. I mean I'm taking your bitch out to roof after. No christeness, I mean I christen this. Pussy microphone and bitches, you gonna get with this. Yeah, they didn't want that.
Easy. Easy.
And I'm back up in this thing once again. You called my name, you was looking for me. Here I am.
In the building.
I told you we was coming back. I think what you want to do is adjust your phone or laptop or TV. Because, bitch, we're in 4K. Yeah.
Who they can see my pimples.
They can see everything. I'm going to tell you this right now. See this trophy here? It is a Telly Award. Look it up. I got two of them. I'll show you the other one later. Award-winning producer. We're going to another level. You know, I'm going to just say this, bro. It's so good to be here with you. Shouts out to everybody. Hey, Osamo! Hey, we! Ernesto! Yo, Didi! Fuwe, ya, boy! Young Blair! Yo, 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 Blair! Coco! M.A. In the go! Hey, Jador!
Oh.
Is she in here? Oh, shit. DJ, what's up, man? Mookie. Hey, this is the best storytelling podcast in the world. My father used to tell me, because we are SRL's Manor, that is where we are now, new home of Did You Miss Me podcast. He said, son, the way you live your life, you like to play cards the wrong way. I didn't understand what he was saying about that. So we was over at my uncle's house, and we were playing. And the problem was with us playing cards at my uncle's house is that I like to shuffle the cards.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to shuffle. I like to do the thing right there.
I never could do that.
Hey, man, when you could like that.
I always thought them people did magic. Until I realized, oh, you just got to keep your shit together.
You got to hold it together. And he kept telling me, son, if you shuffle, you're going to deal. Never really got that. AintShitJohn.com. Hold on. Hey, ain't shit. We're recording.
Wait, what?
We're the podcast. Did you miss me? We're recording. Come around the back.
Oh, my bad. All right.
Yeah. Ain't shit, John. Shout out to him.
Shout out.
So he said, son, if you shuffle, you gonna deal. And I'm like, man, I don't understand what you're saying. Now we
that
playing
makes sense, though.
We playing Tonk. And I kept getting my ass whooped at this Tonk team.
Right.
They tearing my ass apart. Old ladies, young ladies, auntie friends, these ladies in the church swinging out. Bitch, laying shit down. Yeah. When a saved person yell out bitch on a card table, you know they on your ass. They on your ass. So I'm struggling trying to figure out why I'm losing. Mm-hmm. And my daddy said, son, I see what's going on. He looked at my hand. He looked at everybody else's hands. He said, I know what the problem is. You got to get the jokers out of the deck.
Mm.
See, you playing your cards with the jokers in the deck and you're shuffling and now them jokers come back to tear your ass up.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to start by getting the jokers out the deck. Once you get the jokers out the deck, big joker, little joker, whichever one you are, the game changes. And if you're playing a game and it's jokers in the deck, if you are playing your life that way, you asking for a problem. My daddy got on the table. He says, let me start off and get them jokers out of the deck. My daddy started running the goddamn Tonk table. He tearing their ass up. They wanted to switch the game. They wanted to go to Big Wiz. Whooping their ass some more. Spades, get out of here. They tearing. He is running a clinic over there.
Yeah.
Now, playing across from him. And, of course, you're not supposed to talk across the table. But he's over there. He said, hey, son, what you see, boy? What you see now? I said, shit. I see four, daddy. Hey, what you? He yelled out, hey. And I was like, what you mean? And they looked at me like, nah, you can't be doing that now.
Yeah.
Your son going board, he going board. He looking at me like, nigga. You sure count again? The boy young. Somebody, hey, the boy young. You don't, hey, count again, son. You look at him. We still teaching him.
Yeah.
He is trying to let me know to be sure about what I'm calling. Yet I did four again. We get through that game. I got seven in my hand that I done won. He looked at me. He was like, God damn. You called four. You had seven. See, sometimes when you playing, you got to make sure your vision is correct and you see in all possible angles because you're missing out on points and money on the board. You being modest.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to holler out, sell them, bitch! Run that! They don't like that when you do that.
Yeah.
Next hand, that's what I'm yelling out. Sell them, bitch! Old lady looking at me like, hey, this boy cussing. This boy is
cursing.
He is cursing at this table, acting a goddamn ass. So we get to the house. We back here. He said, now, son, what you got to understand is cards is just like life. Everybody got a hand. And you got to play the hand you got.
Yeah.
As much as I wanted to play your hand for you, I can't do it. You got to play the hand you dealt. But remember, if you shuffle, you're going to deal. And if you deal, you're going to shuffle. And the cards always get refreshed every time somebody shuffles.
New life.
It's a whole new hand. A whole new life.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't allow the people to understand. I had jokers in my life. I had jokers in my personal and professional life. When you get them jokers out, and sometimes them jokers ain't other people. Sometimes them jokers are parts of yourself that you got to change.
Mm.
So we go out with my daddy one more time to my auntie house this time. We in Florida. This is over the summertime. And we playing spades again. I'm acting a donkey. Me and my daddy on the table. It's some cues that my auntie know they done came over. So he looked at me and said, "Son, what you see over there, boy? What you see?" I said, "Eight." He said, "Hey, hold on, wait a minute. Hey, wait a god, eight." I'm like, "Yeah, I got eight, daddy." He said, "Shit." All right. So he looking around. He looks off. I am coming out the frame. Hot. Pow. One hand. Pow. Two hands. I'm up to six. Pow. Stop.
At six.
Them goddamn cues. I don't know if they were drinking oil or what. But them niggas started to come back on our ass. My daddy got up. He tried to go to the table, go to the bathroom, but he trying to look at my hand. And he looking over my shoulder. He said, hold that. I said, "What you mean hold it?" And now he said, "God damn, this nigga, I ain't catching, he trying to cheat." I ain't never seen my daddy cheat in a card game or any game. The nigga is cheating at this game.
Because you put him in a position.
Now they put him in a position.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, don't do that way. Hey. Three hands go by. We're on the last set of hands. I lay down my card. Oh. When that play comes up and we tally up and we get the W, he had a little bit of apprehension about himself. Yeah. He came to me, he was like, "Hey, man, hey, you had me scared in there. I ain't know what you was doing." I said, "Yeah, that's the thing, daddy. Nobody knows what I'm doing because I'm young."
Yeah.
When you thought I was playing bad, I really was just playing and allowing people to think they had the upper hand. So the moral of the story is, just because I'm playing it a different way don't mean I don't got the upper hand. He said, "Nigga, you been smoking?"
That sound like some weedologist.
And he looked me dead in my eyes and he said to me, "Did you miss me, goddamn? Took y'all ass around the world and dropped y'all ass off." Again, this is another special episode of the Did You Miss Me podcast, coming direct to you in beautiful 4K, coming to you. Shouts out to the people at Sony who have been so nice to allow us to use their recording device to bust y'all ass with all them goddamn colors.
Shout out Sony.
Shout out Sony. Man, you know, D.A., bro, it's so good to have you here.
Man,
H-Town nigga to the core. Funny as fuck.
I'm honored.
Been on the tour, Nephew Tommy. Been on the tour tearing colleges up, tearing goddamn churches. I done seen this nigga tear a funeral on fire.
Yeah,
bro, you've been out here causing problems, and just recently taped the new series, which will be available, coming to you live and direct. Patreon.com/Billy Sorrells. Patreon.com/... Did You Miss Me podcast. Get ready for the Renegades of Comedy. One of the newest renegades just signed with Heckler Records. Hey, D. Hey, man. There you. A cold motherfucker on that stage, boy.
Man, I so appreciate you, boss.
I remember when you started.
I first saw you over there on Main. When we first met you on Main. It's Main Street Lounge now, but it used to be Soul or some shit like that. And put that hoe together, I was like, "Oh shit." Matter of fact, you had broke your hand at this time. Your hand was broke.
My hand was broke. Oh,
then you got in a fight.
Oh, I do remember this time.
And you punched some.
I stole. So I fractured my whole hand.
Yeah.
Shout out to the good people at Tougaloo.
Don't do that. Don't look over here.
I broke up a mean memory. Look, cause I went to dab him up. He say, "Not too hard." cause my shit still. And he was taking pictures like this, and I was like, okay, I don't know if this a gang sign, like if he was like giving you that Chris Rock, or if he was just bringing it up. I was like, okay, he got the whole thing coming. I still got that picture. I'ma send it to you. I was on there and I was like looking at his hand. I said, okay.
Yeah, send it to me. We'll put it in
there. Yeah, I threw my hand kind of like that.
But
until he told me, yeah, I can't be doing all that. I threw my hand off and punched somebody or some.
Nigga tore all of my hand up. See, hey, I was a king of the nigga. One, if I get a solid one, you're going to sleep. The niggas out there, Jackson, we went down there and told. We went on a tour tearing Mississippi, Alabama, running amok, goddamn Capitals. We went. I was so drunk that weekend. And we in the party, and some alpha niggas was in there. And man, one of them niggas pushed one of my frat brothers. I'm on the mic. Bitches all around me. Yeah, yeah. I got my bottom grill in, so you can't tell me shit at this time. I haul off. I got you. I haul off, and a nigga pushed my frat brother. I jumped off the stage with the mic in my hand. Block up! This nigga, sleep. Everybody said, ooh! And I was saying, ooh! because I had the mic in my hand,
yeah,
I couldn't close my fist all the way. So it was open still. Nigga, not having that clip, that shattered all this shit in here, nigga. No insurance. Daddy came. I came back to the crib. He said, man, what's going on? He normally give me dab. He didn't pop. I'm like, he said, what you do? What you do? Got to stop jacking off, boy. What you doing? Hey, man, got to stop jacking off like that, man. You got to leave that shit alone, man.
Yeah.
I said, no, man, I broke my hand. He said, hey, man, yeah, it happens sometimes. You use it too much to do that.
Yeah.
I said, no, man, I punched the nigga. He said, what you want to go do that for, man? All these women around. You know what we was doing in the 70s, man? We was fucking at the party. You niggas out here, you know, we was capping. We sweep through, grab the bitch up with the coat. Put a bitch up in the coat, all ass up in the coat. You niggas out here fighting and roughhousing and shit.
Roughhousing.
When is the last time in the, hey, all that roughhousing in there? Y'all cut all that roughhousing in there.
Roughhousing come from shit. Roughhousing.
What the fuck is roughhousing?
It come from shenanigans.
It's shenanigans. Hey, that and playing grab ass. Y'all in there playing grab ass and roughhousing.
We used to just shoot the barrel. Y'all out of here roughhousing.
Hey.
It's a difference. But nah, that's. I met but way back, that was like 2015. Then that I first met you, and then that whole weekend, or like the next week, or next week and a half between them, then Fat Boys. And then when I went in Fat Boys and tore that bitch up, and Fat Boys was like a mini Apollo / Def Jam.
Amen.
/
We got to cut to the clip of this nigga Daryl on stage. And at this time, this nigga would tell jokes, then bring a bitch on stage.
My lap dance.
Then gave a lap dance, and the nigga ends up flipping backwards and
Run the footage. You going to see my skills, and let me tell you something. I can't do it no more. My knees nor my back is able to support any of that. And that was really just that spur of the moment type shit. It's like when you get shot, but you don't really feel it because the adrenaline. Only reason I made that flip was adrenaline. I tried that flip a couple years ago, and that hoe did not connect the same way. Me and that woman almost flipped the ass out there.
You can say, you and that bitch got, bitch, I almost got kicked in the face.
It was a big one, too, and I know she was able to hold that seat down, but it was my weight, and we tilted, and I was like, yeah, that was just, I'm going to leave that back when it was.
God
then
damn.
Then you took me, after that, to Houston, Houston Tillerson.
Yeah, man, it's Houston without the O.
Houston Tillerson. Was that Austin?
Man, we rolled up in there, man.
And I'll tell you about that one out. But yeah, I ran into a female out there and everything.
Man, like, what? Okay, so we went to go do the show.
Yeah.
Now we cussing, but they put us in a chapel to do this.
Chapel.
Nigga, three of the most cursingest niggas. Who else was with us? It was me, you,
Sleazy.
And Sleazy. Sleazy D running amok in his chapel.
They
had to cover the cross up. We got to cover the cross up.
Don't be cursing in there. Boy, is you crazy? I was like, okay, I guess I'll dance since I can't. We saw a fox out there too, walking through. I remember I saw a fox.
Oh, a live fox like on that campus. Real fox,
you know, like on the Fox and the Hound. We saw a fox. Fox trotting across campus.
In the hood.
On campus.
Man. Hey, and you know.
A fox.
A fox running
amok.
And
that was my first week of meeting Billy. I went through open mic. Oh, and at that open mic on Main, I remember somebody broke a glass. And my memory tore up. My memory only allowed me to remember some of the most randomest of shit in my life. Now, I'm going to tell you a story about when I was like 7. I can remember that whole vividly.
Vividly. Hold on. Before you tell us that, because your mental health is important. That's why we got our good friends over there at BetterHelp. Listen, man. BetterHelp. BetterHelp. It's a gateway for you to be able to get some help, man. Y'all niggas thought I was crazy. Niggas thought I'm going crazy. And without the good people over there at BetterHelp, without counselors to talk me and others through it, they can help you too. It's a private process. You know, in the black community, you know, mental health is one of them things.
We don't like to talk about it.
We don't want to talk about none of that, dog. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, if you go in there right now, no matter what's going on, They don't know you. They ain't trying to repost your information. They ain't finna say nothing about what you're saying or what you're doing or dealing with. They just trying to help you figure shit out. Because a lot of times, you know, when you're going through something and you trying to get help, boys be like, man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
When you hear the that's crazy 3 times, they ain't listening to you. They ain't listening to you at all.
They write you off.
They writing you off. And see, you know, there's a broad range of expertise available over there at BetterHelp, man. They are there to help you figure the things that you can't figure out in your own life, man. Look, you can get help in under 48 hours. You get a secure login to your account, and you can send messages to your counselors, whoever you want to see, different specialists for different things. You'll get timely, thoughtful responses, meaning that these people aren't just automated. They are going to be there to really get into the details of what you're going through. Look, it's an affordable plan that you can have, which is different than traditional counseling where you got to go spend a bunch of money out your pocket. Make sure you visit their website. Man, check out the testimonials that they have over there, people who they've helped, man. I've seen multiple ones. There was one, a guy, Chris, who said, without BetterHelp, I would not have been able to save my marriage. Well, it's helping me with mine. I don't know where we are with that, but we are working through this diligently. Make sure you go over there and visit BetterHelp.com and use our code. Visit BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. /DYMM. That is betterhelp.com, meaning you better help. That's how I say it. You better help. And make sure you understand, in fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and did you miss me letting us to get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com. So go over there right now. 10% off. 10, just because you a 323, just because you rock with the podcast, just because you rock with my boy, Damn Fool, D-Lay, me, Coco, Ernest, Simo, everybody in the scene up there. Now, Lil Daryl, hey man, we got a crazy lineup, and I don't mean to use the word crazy, I mean wild lineup, but literally, go visit the people over at betterhelp.com/DYMM, 10% off today, and make sure you get some actual help. You can start communicating, like I said, in under 48 hours, and there's something that happiness does to you when you have it. Coming up in this episode of Did You Miss Me Podcast, we're going to take a ride back in time with my boy Lil Daryl. And we're going to go back to what, 7 years old?
7 years old.
Hey, man, we got some special information. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back on this episode of Did You Miss Me Podcast. Oh, Billo's back. And we back up in this thing once again. Special shouts out to our good friends over there who have sponsored this episode. Hey, man, you 7 years old. Take us all the way the fuck back.
So, like I said, my memory all tore up. I remember real random shit. And one memory I got is 7 years old. I'm staying in Third Ward in Carter Plaza.
Where is that at, if you want to let us?
That's the tray right there by that on Scott.
Uh-huh.
And right there where that fire station is.
Yeah.
Right there by the couple of bodegas, that Popeyes, and they done built a new little grocery store right there. Man, staying over there, we was in a one-bedroom apartment. My room, which I had to say was the best room in the house.
Which where was your room at?
It was the living room.
Wait, you was living in the living room?
But it was attached to the kitchen. Who can say they had a kitchen in their room? A lot of people got mini refrigerators, but you don't have the whole refrigerator plus pantry plus stove plus microwave in your room. And so I also had the main TV, which had the good cable on it. Warner cable, I might add. Shout out to the thick wire cable that you could split and run 2, 3, 4 TVs off that one cable wire. If you had cool neighbors, you could drill a little hole and go ahead and get your little cable. Pay them about $10, $15, $20 a month. Get your little cable.
We're on the couch living life.
Living
big life.
And I came across, and then we came up a little bit in life, and we got HBO, Cinemax, Showtime. And I came across some soft porn. I don't know if y'all remember Real Sex.
Oh yeah, that's the dawn of freakiness right
the
there.
The shows, the specific episode I remember was when the lady, I guess she was a sexologist or some shit, but yeah. She had a briefcase full of dildos, and she went to a house full of housewives.
Yeah,
and she was teaching them how to give fellatio and how to, you know, be nasty with the dildos. And she had them sun buggers in a dishwasher. She washed them in the dishwasher before she went over there with them. I said, damn. And remember, the best part about this, I got what you call my first erection. It's my first erection, and I didn't know what it was. All I knew was that my TT had
yo, started hurting.
At the time, it was a TT. Some of y'all call it Penelia. but it was my TT at the time. And
the TT hurting.
And I ran in the room, told my mom and dad, hey, my TT hurt. They was, what? My TT hurt. The hell? And they kind of looked in the living room and seen that little, and you know, they weren't showing nothing but titties. They weren't showing nothing below the belly button. They weren't sure. They show a little ass crack, but it wasn't no vagina, no penelia being shown. It was just straight titties, areolas, and a little crack. But other than that, it wasn't much
a little crack.
But being 7, hell, that's all I needed to get me an erection.
An erection.
And I got up, and it hurt, and I ran in there, told my mom and them. My daddy looked over there like, oh, nigga, you just hard. Get your little ass on out of here and go on and lay down somewhere. I was, what? Hard? What is you talking about? He says, just tug at it a little bit, and you'll be all right. My mom was like, don't be telling him no shit like that. Tugging at it. He ain't going to shoot nothing but a little duck water anyway.
Man, hell no.
You don't know what duck water is. Find you somebody that's over 70.
How old is your old man?
That nigga 7. And that's why I don't know why my mama, Lord rest her soul, I had me a little old school. When I was in college, I was about 19. I had me like a 27-year-old. And she had like a couple kids at the time. And my mama didn't approve it, but I was so damn confused. Because my damn daddy, which was my stepdaddy, but I met him when I was 2. I'll get into that a little later. You got to bring me on for that again for that story. But this nigga is 71, and my mama would have been 57 this year. So, I mean, when he was in Vietnam, you were still watching Sesame Street. So I don't really understand how the hell she was so upset about me.
Where they even met at?
Boy, probably at the VA hospital. Nigga, how is
How you mad at me for having somebody a few years ago, and this man was fighting war?
And you was just a child
in elementary. You was still going.
He was getting foreign mushu.
Boy,
while you was
running through Asian folk, you was still running through segregation on free milk.
Man,
you was getting free lunch.
Man, we didn't know shit at that age, dog. Yeah. That duck water, nigga, that's how you know somebody
he
said.
Told me I was shooting duck water. That's how old he was compared to. I'm looking at him walking back to the living room like, duck water? How old is this nigga? And how old is you, mama? You out of line? I put it like this. My daddy and my grandma could have dated.
Wow. That
so
nigga.
That's what, because my grandma like 76, my daddy like 71. I mean, make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
I don't have a problem with y'all dating. Just don't tell me I can't have no woman with a couple kids. And he had two kids and one illegitimate. Make it make sense. How you mad at me for having the woman with two kids? At least they was by the same man and was still a little young. I mean, make it make sense, Lord. But I mean, that ain't my business. I'ma sip my tea.
Hey, we didn't even know what fine was back then. Like they always were trying to tell us what fine was.
Fine was like my daddy and my uncle. We watching the Cummins play. Y'all remember the Cummins?
Shout out to them Cummins.
Old Pete, the Cynthia Coopers and the Cheryl Swoops.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at them like, you know, whatever. You they cute, but my daddy and my uncle watching the game and they was like, ooh, look at that Tina Thompson.
Tina Thompson?
No disrespect, Tina Thompson. Shout out to Tina Thompson. I'm looking like, well, what's so attractive about Tina Thompson? And they looking at me like, young buck don't know nothing.
Don't know nothing.
Say, well, look at them lips on Tina Thompson with them big red lipsticks she got on. She could suck the skin off some chicken McNuggets.
McNuggets.
What's up? All the skin gone. Nothing but the white meat. I say, okay. I get where y'all going with that, y'all.
Hey, man, hell.
Same thing they told me about Pam on Martin.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Gina. I'm focused on the high yellow. And they telling me, son, young whippersnapper, you don't know no better. Pam the fine one.
She the one with working out. Resistance. That pussy probably incredible.
Remember that episode when they were selling the Carl Canines?
Yeah,
the chunky trunks and the baby canine, all them.
Yeah,
she had that blue unit on that outfit.
Ooh,
she had that print showing. Boy,
let me tell you something.
I said, look at Pam.
Just look at him now.
Look at her now. She's still bad. She badder than Gina is right now.
Gina looked like the auntie that worked with the choir. She only come in to do solos. You're not listening. Up here, sing
and
up here.
Pam look like the one that only come in every so often and work with the youth dance team.
Yeah,
that fine one like that. Damn, you, who was that with the dance team?
She was a majorette in college.
Yes,
probably. That's how she looked.
Regular church.
Nope.
She only come to the youth explosion. The family conference and the singles.
And then she gonna come to Women's Day.
She'll come to Women's. She'll come on Women's Day, and you be like, who is that?
She
out there working with you, talking about come to the front. She always bending over. You want to say, who is that? That was Pam.
And then
that's Pam right now. Gina, she there working with everything else. She in charge of everything else.
Man,
the one that told me to take my hat off. I remember the one of the head Ursha ladies came and told me, and this wasn't even regular church. This wasn't even Bible study, none of that. This was just a random ass, because I do cameras at my church.
Oh, that's how you get back.
Was like, can you come and do one of the little we recording? And it was just some random stuff. I said, yeah, I couldn't record. But I had a bad hair day that day.
Yeah. So I was like, I ain't gonna be too disrespectful and just wear any hat.
Right.
I found my daddy Kango. So it was one of them little Kangos.
Yeah.
The poker hats. I figured they ain't gonna tell me nothing about the Kango poker hat. This pretty churchy. And she come over there and tug me on my shirt and was like, "Ladell, you think you could take your hat off?" Ooh, I was hot.
Oh man.
Cause it was so many women in there with some hats on. And I was like, where is the double standard and the discrimination when you really need the double standard? Because it was so many big hats, too. Big hats. That really disturbed a lot of the peace.
Yeah.
And I was like, this got to be more distracting than my Kango hat.
Yeah. But,
you know, it's sexist. And that's what I thought about it. And that was the last time I had volunteered to do any camera work at the church outside of the regular Sundays and the regular Sunday's Bible study.
Man, I worked the camera ministry at my church. I thought I was big shit.
You think? Because you get the...
Because here's what happened. I got these awards. I started getting recognized. So I'm like, my dad like, yeah, you need to get back to the church. You know, get back to the ministry. Get over there.
That's how I got in there, my grandma.
So they had a dude that worked at the news channel. And I know for a fact that he used to be in the... Cause he is cussing on the mic.
5% of the church people used to be in the street.
Yeah, but he
including the pastor.
He, I could tell, they wouldn't even really worry about his testimony that much. They just needed his help. Mm-hmm. And he was trying how he could, cause the nigga would get frustrated. You ever see somebody get frustrated and they just can't hold it, mm-hmm. and it just starts spewing out?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so we in there in the control booth, we watching all the camera angles. Now they got different volunteer ladies. Miss Brenda comes in. Now, her dream is to work at a TV station. She ain't nowhere near TV station qualified at all. Ain't no qualifications for her. Mm-hmm. But she a part of the church.
Because they can't find nobody.
They can't tell nobody no, so they got to find somewhere for you.
They need volunteers.
So, Brad was supposed to work the camera. Brad actually, you know, had a job, did videography and shit. Brad had a gig he took that day. Why they put Brenda on that second main camera? Brenda ass got the camera way off past her. She's zooming in on her friends and shit, not realizing that we see everything.
She trying to tell them, "I see you, Brenda."
So she over here zooming in on shit. She got people crying, breaking down. This ain't even that part of the show.
Yeah.
Like that part of church. So this stuff you not supposed to see. She got people putting peppermints in their mouth. She focused on everything but pastor. He on the microphone. He telling her, "All right, I need your camera too." Because that's how you talk. You say two. You don't say the person. You say the camera they on. "Two, I need you to push in on pastor. He's got a big reveal. We're going to pull out wide." Brenda ass way the fuck over here. She looking over there past that. She looking at the usher. She zoomed in on her brooch and shit. She focusing the camera blurry. And so she on the wall. He's, "Okay, I need to get over there." He said, "Two, we need to stay on pastor. "Okay, I'm coming back over there." She's swinging around. She swing back around to the shot. She get back in. Now they done took her shot. Her shot out of focus as hell. So pastor is looking like he, like you on mushrooms if you watching church right now. So now he says, "All right, that's okay. We're going to go back to one." So boom. Three ain't a camera you want to get.
Yeah.
Three is focused on the choir. Three is getting those behind shots, and it's wide. You really can't see that. So when he start preaching, you need to go back to one or two. She says, "All right." He says, "All right, we're going to go back to two again." Ass back off pastor another time. He said, "God damn it." I said I'm right here, because I'm putting the button. I'm like, oh this nigga cussing, he in church. So I'm like, "Oh, this nigga cussing." He says, "What the fuck I gotta do to get some decent help around here?" We in 10 o'clock service. He said, "This is bullshit. I'm not he just threw his earpiece down. He's like, "What the fuck, man? Where they fucking find these people? They want to fucking make this church work? Where they want to make them money?" No. So then he gets on the phone. He having a whole dialogue with somebody else. "Hey, Stu, I'm not doing this shit anymore. They're fucking crazy." So I don't know who he talking to, but Stu is getting an earful. And then he starts trying to whisper, "Listen, it's fucking Brenda.
is on the fucking camera and she's rolling this bitch all around here. And I'm gonna tell you something. They got me fucked up today. Now this is 9 cuss words in church booth. I don't know if he thought because he in the church booth that in the videography booth this don't count.
Yeah.
He says, look, they're pushing me. They're fucking pushing me. Hangs the phone up. He gets the earpiece. Brenda, get back on 2. Get back on 2 and don't leave 2. Get back on 2 and don't leave pastor again. So she, I'm sorry. Well, he's moving. He says, yeah, that's what pastors do. They move. So now she trying to follow this nigga. And so you know how somebody not really good at the camera. So he every time he moved, now she, it's like he's slamming on the brakes going
slamming
back.
Slamming the shit out.
She's slamming the fuck out these damn brakes back and forth. Nigga, I am dying. Going back to 1, back to 2. 3 is Scotty. Scotty got to be 80 years old. Scotty just wide. He do a little pan. He said, Scotty, I need you to come on in. He said, I'm supposed to stay wide. So now, he said, 2 supposed to be tight on passing. He said, Scotty, I need you to go in and get close on passing. Well, who going to be wide? Now, Scotty, yeah,
I think he forgot he was on. He
said, Scotty, get fucking tight, please, now. Now this done went out across everybody with an earpiece. Now you see him, the ushers and shit, they looking up, they trying to figure out who is cussing on this intercom system. They know who it is up in the booth. So I'm in there. I'm rolling in this time. I'm like, oh, nigga, he's cussing in church, cussing people out. He's back on the phone again. Stu. Yeah. You got to get somebody up here. They're not going to have the rest of the service. I'm not doing 12 o'clock service. You better get somebody here to do 2. I'm fucking out of here, bro. I fucking mean it. Slams the phone down again. Now, what's funny about this is he's calling on the cell phone at this time, which is big. Then the bitch got the antenna on it. With that motherfucker. Slams that down. Then he picks the lights light up. He picks the phone up next. Yeah, videography. Yeah, that was me. I mean, what do you want from me?
This is what he says. What do you want from me? The only other person who I say, what do you want from me, is my daddy.
What do you want from me? I mean, well, get somebody on 2. I won't have to cuss. Find somebody to get on fucking 2. Hey, man, 1 more and I'm out of here.
He hang the phone up again.
Scotty, zoom in. So now, Scotty ass is zoomed in on pastor, but he out of focus. He can't see. That's why they kept Scotty ass back wide.
Nigga 80.
He 80 years old. So now you got 1 camera and 2 other cameras. Both them bitches doing this. What you're not supposed to see is the other camera. Brenda done focused her camera on Scotty shooting across. Now they both shooting at the same. I said, yeah. Oh yeah, this they putting their dick in the potatoes now. They dick is already in the potatoes. Scotty says, I don't got shit to go to. Somebody get me something to go to, please. Get up.
That nigga gets up and walks out. So now, my little young ass, I'm 17 years old. I done put my earphones on the control deck. I got my headphones on. I'm sitting there. I'm telling him, I said, all right, guys, we're going to try and pull this in. Let's just change it up a little bit. Scotty, go back wide. Scotty goes back wide. Brenda, let me tell you what you do. Can you find me somebody crying? I find somebody crying. Stay focused in on that. Hey, I got to focus on somebody crying. I stayed on 1, the main camera, and shit. I just started doing slow dissolves. So she looked like an 80s music video. I start dissolving the cry in the background. That wasn't even a sad sermon, but yeah. somebody went and joined the church that day and gave their life. When you see crying in the background, this shit look like a Luther video. Remember a Luther video? You know, it's like the one where he's singing, but then in the background you see the fade of him singing from the side or somebody to the side. Nigga, this whole church service looked like an MTV 80s video soul video. Man, I'm dissolving everything together. I'm pushing. I'm going back wide to Scotty. I'm going back into the lady crying. I'm talking about you getting all of this. She blowing in there. I'm zooming back out again. Oh, this is doing. I did this for a solid 18 minutes. People calling the phone, lighting up there in videography. I picked the phone up. I was video. Yeah, we know what you're doing, but it's touching. It's real touching. It's going on. Where is everybody? I said, oh, I got it. Wait, this Billy? You up there doing this by yourself? Yeah, I got it. After that, pastor came and talked to me. He said, hey, man, I like what you did today at church. You really showed me that you got some skill set. you got a future in this. I already know it, man. Awards, and then now that you're doing it for the Lord, you know, today you did it. I need you to do the same thing again, 12 o'clock service. I called everybody in. I said, hey, I'm taking over. I need y'all to just follow me. Now they looking at me. Now, at 12 o'clock service, we got another dude that came up here, Tonio. Tonio is a college student at Prayer View. Tonio done already seen me in the National Association of Black Journalists magazine for all the awards I'm getting. So now he looking at me. Tonio went to Yates. He come in. They got this boy here. Now at this time, I done went to the car, and I done had to tell my daddy that I'm running things in church. Pop told me, what you mean you running things? Oh yeah, I'm running the whole booth. They got me running the show now. Oh man, shit, you can't go back in the regular. You can't go back in the regular for 12 o'clock. You got to change shit up a bit. Because, you know, you got the little standard polo shirt on.
Nigga, the major change.
Daddy went to the car. He said, go on, put your suit on, son. You got to show him. So now, I am in the booth with a shiny suit mark K&G suit on.
Can't nobody even see.
Can't nobody even see me. But if you in that booth, I am shining up there. In there doing this. That's two. There it is. Stay right there. We got it. I'm snapping like I'm a real director. I say, yeah, there it is.
But you feel it. I'm
grooving it. Now we got a solo. Hey, we got the scene. They quietly singing. I'm zooming in. He washed me. I'm sliding in. Whiter than snow. I'm going back and forth. He washed. I'm zooming in. I said, pan on out, Scotty. Scotty just wiping that bitch. I'm just putting dissolve. Why did it snow? Brenda right here, that close up. Brenda, give me camera. Somebody crying. On, Brenda, man. Close up on the cry. Somebody cry. He was me. She find somebody. It's a nigga crying this time. Why did it snow? Now I'm over there. I'm hitting zoom in fast. Why did it snow? Oh, I'm chopping and screwing this church solo. Hey, man, the phone line light up again. He says, hey, man, the people watching this at home, man, they loving this right now. Keep doing what you're doing. He was, man, whiter than snow. Get done. 12 o'clock, I'm walking out. It's like, yeah, we was watching you on the screens. So, you know, people in the overflow. That's who sees what you're doing.
Yeah, overflow.
I'm standing right there by overflow. I want all that love. Yeah. They like, hey, bitch, what you doing up here? Oh, yeah, that was me up there running that overflow screen. That was about me. Oh, that was you. Somebody's doing something different. It was cool with that. Yeah, that was me. Rocking that hot towel, you know what I'm saying? Tell the award winner. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. It's my first one before I got my second one. I'm full with the cap. I'm talking to all the girls and everything. Everything going good. Pastor calls me back over. And before I tell you about what Pastor said, I got to tell you about our good friends who are sponsoring this episode. And the sponsor of today's episode in conjunction is our good friends over there at Fume. Listen to me. You see me up here smoking my cigar. But nicotine is no joke, especially for you cigarette smokers who have a very, very bad habit that you're trying to get rid of. Let me tell you something. Fume is going to help you kick your habit. That's right. Fume is the number one natural solution for kicking nicotine cravings. Over 25,000 customers served and counting. Them numbers is going up at 25,010. Somebody else just kicked nicotine. You know what it is? See, I'm not addicted to nicotine. I was addicted to other substances, but we'll talk about that later on. Fume is a natural inhaler. Now listen, you're going to inhale this, and it uses cores infused with the world's super plants to combat smoking, vaping, and nicotine cravings. Man, let me tell you something. Nicotine make you lose weight. Nicotine helps you deteriorate your muscle mass. It's something that you don't want to play with, but it's a great replacement for therapy, replacing hand-to-mouth action. You got to put something in your mouth, boom, hit that inhaler. Hit that inhaler. It's slowly going to wean you off that. Wish they had something like that for the stuff I was used to. Conquer cores, kick smoking butt by fighting nicotine cravings with black pepper, promoting better breathing with peppermint eucalyptus. So when you got black pepper or cayenne pepper, that helps you out in your lymph nodes. That black pepper is going to help you with your breathing area. It's definitely going to help you get your stuff together. Promoting better breathing, peppermint, eucalyptus, and reducing stress with lavender cinnamon. Replacement therapy. And I'm telling you, man, key distinguishers. Non-addictive, chemical-free, natural, not a vape. This ain't a vape, man. You're going to still look cool when you do it, though. Get your little thing going. They don't know what you want. They might think it's, you know what I'm saying, one of them THC pens, one of them CBD pens. But it's not. It is Fume. And reducing stress. Listen, man. Manufactured and sustainably produced in Calgary, Canada, with Canadian maple. Maple syrup comes from the maple trees in Canada. Calgary, take me away. Man, make sure you go over there and see our good friends over there at Fume. Beyond just quitting smoking, Fume also has cores designed for relaxation, improved focus, and improving physical performance. Hey, you know what I'm saying? When you want to make your body go to the next level, that's what you need to do. Use DYMM or click the link in the show notes to save 10%. That is Fume Essential. You know, I learned how to spell essential. ESSENTIAL.com. That's essential. That's Fume Essential. That's two S's, not three, like I just said. And start creating positive habit. Use the code DYMM. DYMM. Get 10% off today. Stop smoking. Man, we back up in this thing. Best storytelling podcast in the world, Did You Miss Me podcast. Shouts out to our good friend, D-Lay Damn Fool. And joining us today, man, newly added initiative of the Good Heckler Records, man, will be a recurring host on this show. You will see him again, Lil Daryl, straight out of H-Town, man. Very hilarious, brother. We've been rocking today. Daryl, tell them where they can find you at, man, online.
Man, I am Googleable, so you damn show can look me up on Google. Lil Daryl the Comedian, that's LILDARREL, the Comedian, no spaces. That's everything. YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Christian Mingle, Tinder, Backpage.
Everything. He is everything everywhere.
I'm there. I'm Google, so you go well.
Check him out. So, man, listen, man. You know, of course, I'm killing that thing in there. Pastor comes up to me. He says, "Hey man, I'm gonna talk to you in the back." Now, I ain't never been to the back. The back is exclusive. I ain't even know what's going back there. You know when they come out the little side door and they walk out and start preaching. I don't know what's back there.
That's where they keep the baptism water at.
Yeah, they got all that. They got blessing water back there, extra Bibles, them hymnals that
what's that? The wine and bread.
Yeah, that's back there.
It's really juice and crumb crackers.
Right. They got you back. They got your boy back there. So I'm sitting back. Crumb crackers. Hey man. So I'm sitting back there with Pastor, man. I sit down at the desk, man. Any boy got a desk, he's sitting back player. Got a little TV on the wall. The Rockets. He got the game on. He said, "I like what you did out there today, man." I like what you did out there today. And, there's going to be some changes. We were able to bring 200 people to Christ today.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, our church got 10,000 members. We got 2,000 people watching on the internet back then. They were streaming. They had playing on TV, all type of places. He said, I'm going to get right to it. What you did today when you stepped up in the pocket. That brother that was supposed to be there with you, man, he's supposed to be there to guide you. Understand that there were some words that were said that you wasn't supposed to hear with your ears. Literally, he know. I done already been to two bars. I done had sex with a 57-year-old lady and cried and gave my life back to Christ three times after I've been baptized and been through confirmation. Amen. So he don't know. I know already what's up, but I wasn't tripping. I was just laughing. So he said, he starts tapping on this little leather book. He goes in the drawer and pulls out this leather, big leather book. It looked like a Bible. It's got engraving on it. But the engraving got the church name on it. He flipped the book over. Licks his finger. Yeah. What you did today, how you helped bring in that money. Because see, all the money that came in today, we got the new building fund. You already know we got the power center.
We got the building fund.
We got that. That's already kingdom builders. We out here.
Yeah.
He started licking his finger. What I'm about to do today for you. The surreals, what I'm about to do for you today, something that don't happen. I'm about to bless you. My mind already go, oh, okay, this is the college fund right here.
Yeah.
Let's add it to that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting my car out the shop. Because my car was in the shop at the time. I had a 1994 probe, and I had hit somebody and tore my probe up.
Yeah.
So I had already ordered this wing because I was going Fast and Furious. It was a spoiler. That it's about 7 inches tall. That bitch stood up like Batman. And my car was at Mako. And they painted everything on that bitch. They painted all the chrome black. They painted the windows black. Yeah. They painted everything got painted black. I got my little fog lights on there. I need to get my car. I'm about $400 short. This is about to be the blessing right here. So I started getting myself together. I started pulling my jacket down. I said, yeah, Pastor, I know. And me and you together, we're going to make this thing work. The world going to know what we're doing over here.
Yeah.
He starts scribbling. Writing big than a bitch. I said, oh, yeah. Oh, it's a blessing. Because he ain't just write with a pen on a desk. He done went in the other drawer, got a box out,
yeah.
opened it up, got the pen out. It's the pen that you got to dip in something. He, yeah. You know, when I saw your newspaper article, when they had about you, I knew you were special. I remember when your mom and your daddy came down here, and I remember how hard they worked to get you here and what happened, you know. And I know you got graduation coming up. So I'm going to put this in your bank account and your savings. I said, ooh. When that boy said, put it in my savings. It's got to be 4 zeros or something better on his check. I said, God. Woo. I almost said, God damn, when he said that. Then he started tearing the check out. Licked his finger. Folded it up. Tucked it in the envelope. Then he said, what you doing next Sunday? I said, I'm back here. He said, what you doing Saturday night? I said, oh, man, Pastor, you know, just trying to get myself together. He said, Saturday night, you going to see Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singers. They live right here. Yolanda Adams right here. Jonathan Slocum right here. You going to see all of that. Special guests of me. I got an extra ticket if you want to bring somebody. Anybody from the choir, you know, one of your sisters or something. And I want you to go out and get you and go have a good time. Boy, gave me that tickets. Boom, two of them. So now I got the check. I got the Kurt Carr tickets. Pastor said, I'm about to walk out. And he says, hey, I got one more thing for you. I know you're hungry. This is courtesy of the sponsors. He reached back in that drawer, another drawer compartment, reached in there, hands me a card. Gift card to Lubies. I said, I'm about to ball out. $50 gift card to Lubies. First of all, the meal's only $8.
Luann ain't no more than $9.99.
The Luann platter, I'm about to wear their ass out.
If you get a water and just get some lemon and add some sugar, bitch, you have
your I'm getting cake.
Homemade lemonade.
You know what? You know them cakes and them jellos look so good almost when you get to the front. That's when you like, don't you get over there. But I'm grabbing that today. I already know that's what I'm doing. The
yellow.
And I'm asking for a steak back there. Put me a steak on. That's what I'm finna do.
It's gonna be thinned in the bitch, but it's gonna be good.
Yeah. Cause I used to get the chicken fried steak. With the mashed potatoes in the gravy.
Every time I went to Lubies, every Sunday, I told myself, I'm gonna give me something different.
Nope. Chicken
every day,
fried steak.
I still got the same shit, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and corn. And every Sunday, I said, I'm gonna give me some hush puppies, bitch. I'm gonna get some fish.
Nope.
Soon as I get up there, what you want? And I get nervous because niggas, them white, them old people behind you looking at you.
Because they dying while you they in line.
Because they already know what they want.
This might be my last so meal. Just,
chicken. Shit. Then ordered the same shit again.
Same sweet tea.
What size you want? I'm going to get some macaronis and cheese. Corn. Fuck. Get that broccoli and rice casserole. Mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Nigga asked me, do I want white gravy or brown? White gravy? Bitch, yeah. What I look like? You better put some brown gravy on.
Man, that brown, ooh, man, that country gravy also hit. So that's when my head was about to happen. I'm walking out of there feeling like $1 million. I know I got my new scholarship check that's in my pocket. I get outside, linked up on the car, Bill Sorrells. He got his Ray-Bans on. He got the sunroof back. He's playing Najee. You don't even know about Najee. He got that because he got his go-to albums. He got Najee. He got some Kenny G. He got that cool. Like, he got this. Hey, he Kenny G in the shit out this parking lot.
Big Kenny.
That ain't even gospel. That's Kenny G.
That's Big Kenny. No word said.
No word said. So I walk up to the car with the check. I pass him the gift card. He give me pound. He hit me with the pound right there. Boom. I get in the car. He said, man, I knew it was a blessing. Did I tell you? got to follow when God speak to you, son. I've been here almost 13 years. I ain't never been in pastor office, but my son been in there. I said, yeah, I've been in there, man. He said, what it's like back there? He said, man, it's all type of stuff, man. They watching the game. They chilling.
They watching the game.
I said, they got food back there? Man, it's a lot of stuff back there. Daddy's crazy. I couldn't really see too much. They kept me isolated. I said, but he blessed me, though. Yeah, blessed me. Gave me a gift card. Gave me a Kirk card. He said, ooh, it's going to be some ladies at the Kirk card. I said, yeah. Yolanda Adams going to be there, too. He said, yeah. You Jonathan Slocum, the comedian, Christian comedian. Hey, man, that's a funny cat, man. You know, he ain't Sinbad, but he funny, though. So I peels open the check. He said, man, it's a big check, man. It's a big check. He said, he put his hand on the check. He said, hey, God, I just want to let you know I'm proud of my son, and I know that this seed, we're going to sow this back into his faith, sow this back into his resounding understanding that he can turn away from the ways of the wicked and live in the street and live for you, God. Be a TV man for you, God. A TV man. That's what he said. Big time TV man. Like Tavis Smiley.
Don't get no bigger than Tavis.
Don't get no bigger than Tavis. Well, now he on a cell phone. Mm-hmm. Houston seller. Boop. He already called granddaddy. Hey, man. Grandson about to blow up down here. Pastor done took him into the office. In the back. That's all I heard him say in the back. Yeah, man. He back there, man. He been chilling with Pastor all day. That's what he said. Now it's all day. It was 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Now it's all day.
It's all day.
Yeah, man. Pastor gave us a gift card. We going to Luby's. He gave us. It's us now. Now we even go there. All I hear is, you talking about the place? The cafeteria place. Oh, yeah. That's nice. Good eating right there. Man, I start peeling that check open. You about to open that check up now. I pulled that check up. I no looked that boy. Handed to him. All I hear is, hey, Dad, I'm going to call you back. I said, so, Dad, we need to put that right in my savings. He said, no, we're going to spend it today. I said, what? Now I'm hyped. I was like, I'm about to get my car out of the shop. He said, you get the car out of the shop. Looked at that damn check. It was $38. With a scripture in the notes section, Philippians 5 and 7. And I looked my daddy dead in the eyes, and he said to me, Did you miss me? God damn. Took your ass around the world and dropped your ass off the best storytelling podcast in the world. This is your boy Billy Sorrells joining me today.
Look there.
Hey, man, make sure you check us out. Listen to me every morning on the Morning Hustle Show, 6 to 10 a.m. Download the Morning Hustle app. Also, get ready. It's Lonely at the Top, May 1st. Look out for the roast of Lil Flip. Look out for Darius McCreary. One man show. I'm not laughing. Why are you? Get ready for the special of Darren Fleet. Oh, it's about to go down. And yes, bitch, we in 4K. Why don't you just admire this? Till next time.